Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I tried ordering, well, I did order your tactical op backpack, but my credit card company initially rejected it, and then they texted me and said, is this you? And I said, yes, and then they said, okay, and they unlocked my card. So I put it in again, but when I did it through that screen, the warranty got deleted somehow. So I called customer service, the number that comes up, and they said, the only thing we can do is void it and have you order again. Well, I've been going round and round with them. The page won't let me reorder, and they gave me an email address to email you guys to try to fix this, which only came back to me as non-deliverable, and I finally got a phone number to call you to see how I can fix this or place the order with you directly.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
83607 Teresa DeMauro.
Yes, ma'am. And what was your last name?
DeMauro. Capital D-I space capital M-A-U-R-O.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, I'm in. What was your mailing address?
17118 Upper Pleasant Ridge Road, Caldwell, Idaho 83607.
Yes, Sam. Give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
I'm sorry?
I was just saying, give me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And I do see where you had the original order for that tactical bag, and it was canceled. When you try to place the order online again, what does it tell you?
It tells me my card is invalid to try another card. Then I've tried it with several different cards, including the two different MasterCards I have. I called my MasterCard company, and they said they show no attempt for payment. So your website isn't even trying to charge my bank. I'm just flat out being blocked.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. It could also be because the order was canceled earlier today, but if you give me one moment, I can try to see what's going on with that.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, so give me one moment. I'm checking to see if there's any way we could try to either place the order over the phone or we can see what's going on so why you can't place it online. Give me one moment to check for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, while I'm having that looked into, you said you tried with more than one card?
Yes.
Yes, so the only order I was able to pull up was a MasterCard ending in 8874. What was the other card that you used?
That's the order that went through.
Yes,
I tried that card again. I tried the card ending in 0096, which
zero,
is also a MasterCard.
You said it ends in 0096?
Yep.
Yes,
I tried a Visa ending in
581. Hold on. I'm going to try to look up the first one you said first.
Well, after I voided the order, I did try the 8874 again. And it didn't go through. Then I went to my 0096, which are both through Capital One, but they're different. One's a Walmart, one's a Cabela's Club, but they're still. I called Capital One, and they told me they saw no attempt on either card for payment by your website.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. Yes, and so, like I said, sometimes when you, like, when the orders are, like, canceled, it won't let you place it right after, like, the same day. However, I did speak with my supervisor, and they removed, like, a little blocker that's on it for stuff like that. So you should be able to place your order now, and you should be able to use that same card if you wanted to, the 8874.
Okay, I will try it again.
Yes, ma'am. If you are still having problems, you can give us a call back. We are a 24-hour call center, so you can call at any time. You don't have to wait for a certain time frame.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for all the customer support. You have a great day.
All right. Bye.